The second gentleman called his thought, his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then after went through that process with that, what did I see was Shaq?
Haystack?
Haystack?
Shock?
Now those are known as shocks.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a whole lot of them. It just took me. Should have rain come in. It wouldn't hardly wet or it might wet the top and run on over.
Mm-hmm.
And then after have got that and decided to want to keep it, have a haystack.
Ah, okay. Okay.
As a rule, we take a long sapling pole, good and stout,
mm-hmm.
and dig a hole, put it down the ground, I guess about 2 or 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Got that dirt right in it. And start in that little stack.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you
stomp it around to be sure it's packed good and tight all the way up.
Uh-huh.
And you get to the top, before you're high as you want it, you make something like those power meters up there.
Uh-huh.
Put them together, or some tin, put over that pole, have a hole in the pole, hole in the tin. When the rain comes, it'll be on the side.
Ah,
it wouldn't hit the top and run the hay.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Yes.
Later on,
life, we were making these big barns
mm-hmm.
to have up low for the hay. Stack a lot of hay up there.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the hay would be bales, you know, then.
Mm-hmm.
But all that's kind of modern stuff. I'm talking about way back on
that. Okay. That's what we're going to hear about. It's way back on it.
Yeah.
Did you ever play in the hay law when you were a little kid?
No,
sounds like you got a story.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. What's in the
haystack? What you laughing about?
I was just laughing. Something about I heard about haystacks. And the bars and such as that.
Uh-huh.
No.
Where did you used to keep your horses on your farm?
Near the barns, or you might say barns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have side horse stall, maybe side cow stall.
Mm-hmm.
As a rule, that same barn we have an entrance there, push your wagon on that.
Okay.
About to sit early.
Was there any special place where you kept your hogs?
At hog pens.
Okay. You say you never raised cotton, or you really?
Once in the First World War,
mm-hmm.
I think I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
First, I grew a fire with his cotton.
Did you ever chop cotton?
No. Not only that 5 acres I had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about cotton until that 5 acres, because they didn't grow it down here.
Yeah.
Just back up that way.
That was the last 5 acres you grew, huh?
You bet your life.
Too much.
One year, didn't see it. 1 year, most people ever grew it. A little fella by the name of he got a hold of a gin from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He ginned all the cotton, knows how to see it. For about a year, must be that in April, I think. Next April, I think, before we got any money out of it.
Mm-hmm.